ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲವಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತೂಂ, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತೂಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಛಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 12 ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ 4 ಅಂಡ್ 5. ಅಥ ಯತ್ರ ಏತತ್ ಆಕಾಶಮನುವಿಷಣ್ಣ ಚಕ್ಷು ಸ ಚಾಕ್ಷುಷ ಪುರುಷ ದರ್ಶನಾಯ ಚಕ್ಷು ಅತಯೋ ವೇದ ಇದಂ ಜಿಗ್ರಾಣೀತಿ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ಗಂಧಾಯ ಘ್ರಾಣಂ ಅತಯೋ ವೇದ ಇದಂ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಾಹರಾಣಿತಿ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಾಹರಾಯ ವಾಕ್ ಅತಯೋ ವೇದ ಇದಗುಂ ಶೃಣವಾನೀತಿ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ಶ್ರವಣಾಯ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅತಯೋ ವೇದ ಇದಂ ಮನ್ವಾನೀತಿ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ಮನೋಸ್ಯ ದೈವಂ ಚಕ್ಷು ಸವಾ ಏಷಃ ಏತೇನ ದೈವೇನ ಚಕ್ಷುಷಾ ಮನಸಾ ಏತಾನ್ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಪಶ್ಯನ್ ರಮತೆ ಯೇತೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸಾ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ಶರೀರಂಸ್. ತುರೀಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಶರೀರತ್ರಯ ಸಂಬಂಧರಹಿತ. ತುರೀಯಂ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇಷಿಯಲಿ ಅವೇ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಶರೀರಂಸ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ತುರೀಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾನೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಶರೀರಂಸ್, ತುರೀಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಅಸಂಗ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶರೀರ ಧರ್ಮ ತುರಿಯೇ ನ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ತುರೀಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಆಲ್ ಬಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ. ದಸ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾನ್ ನೇಚರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ತುರೀಯಂ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಆಲ್? ವಿ ಸಾ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ತುರೀಯಂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ, ಚಕ್ಷುಹು ಇಸ್ ಚಕ್ಷುಹು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ತುರೀಯಂ. ದಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಈಸ್ ಚೇತನಂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನ ತುರೀಯಂ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಮೈನಸ್ ದ ತುರೀಯಂ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಜಡ. Therefore, what is Turiyam now? Shrotrasya Shrotram, Chakshushas Chakshuhu, Manasaha Manaha, Pranasya Pranam, all that we saw earlier also. It is the very Adhishtana Chaitanyam behind all these functions. That Adhishtana Chaitanyam one can never come across because that Adhishtana Chaitanyam is you, the very subject. So therefore, I am the Turiyam who appears to be seer. When I bless the eyes, I appear to be listener when the ears function. I appear to be smeller when the nose functions. Here the most important word is what? I appear to be. When I say I appear to be seer, it means I am Turiyam. When I say I am seer, I will become Vishwa. That is the difference. I appear to be Turiyam. I appear to be the seer means I am Turiyam. When I say I am seer, then I become Vishwa. When I say I am seer, I connect with my eyes, I become Vishwaha. When I say I appear to be seer, it means I am really not seer, I am only the Turiya Atma. So what is the difference between Vishwaha and Turiyam? I am seer if I say Vishwaha. I appear to be seer if I say Turiyam. That is what is said here. Atha yatra akasham anuvishannam chakshuho. So akasham in the physical golaka chakshuho, akasham, this chaitanyam is present, it blesses it, It is Chakshuha, Chakshusha Purushaha. What is Chakshuhu? Darshanaya Chakshuhu. It is only a mere instrument to see. And Yo Veda Idam Jigrani Iti Sa Atma. Whoever says, I am the seer, I am the smeller, that I is the Turiya Atma. This is extended to every organ. Yo Veda Aham Abhivyaharani Iti. Yo Veda Aham Shrunavan Iti. So whoever says, I am hearer, I am smeller, I am talker, all that, I is the Atma. When associated with the Indriyani, minus the Indriyam, I am the Turiyam. Finally, Yo Veda Idam Manvaniti Sa Atma Manosya Daivam Chakshuho. In the fifth mantra, this section is concluded with the mind instrument, Antar Indriyam. Similarly, the mind is also an instrument which I am blessing, the Atma. Thus, Pancha Jnanendriyas are instruments, each one meant for one function, and I do not belong to any of them. I am the Sakshi, blessing each one of them. And the mind is called the Devam Chakshuhu here, the divine sense organ, because it is the leader of all Jnanendriyas. Thus, I am behind them. At the same time, I am beyond them. I am behind every organ and I am beyond them also. Behind means immanent. Beyond means transcendental. And one who knows this, the Palashruti is given next. Sava yeshaha yetena daivena chakshusha manasa yetan kaman pashyan ramate. Saha ashnute soho snute sarvan kama an saha. Such a jnani fulfills all desires as it were. Fulfills all desires also, it can be interpreted in two ways. Number one, all desires are as good as fulfilled. Because I am who? I am Purnosmi. Or the second way of saying this, since I am the Atma behind everyone, whoever is fulfilling his or her desire, I am only fulfilling through them. Therefore, when Indra fulfills his desire in this context, I, the Atma, am behind Indra fulfilling his desire also. Kshetrajnam chapi mam veti sarvakshetreshu bharata. That's what Krishna said. So, where do I fulfill all these desires? Yete brahmaloke, daharakashe, hridayakashe. And here Dharakasha is indicated to show that in the previous portion, Dhara Upasana was done and Dhara Upasana Palam also comes to the same Jnani. That is the Jnani, that is what is meant here when they say Dharakasha. Yavanartha Udapanem Sarvataham Samplutotakem Tavan Sarveshu Vedeshum Brahmanasya Vijanataha. Again, Gitacharya said the same thing. Whatever karma palam or Upasana palam is there, all of them are included in Jnana palam. And therefore, Dahara Upasana Palam also the Jnani gets. So, we saw up to this in the last webinar. Now, let us continue with the sixth mantra of the 12th section. Let us read.
Tamva evam devaha atmanupasate tasmatheshagum sarvecha loka attaha sarvecha kamaha sa sarvagischa lokana apnoti sarvagischa kamane yastamatmanam anuvidyam vijanati tiham prajapatiruvacham.
Here Chandogya Upanishad concludes this Brahma Vidya section by pointing out that not only Indra got the benefit, all the devas also got the benefit by gaining atmajnanam. And not only this benefit belongs to the devas, among manushyas also, whoever understands this teaching will get the same benefit. So, tamva evam devaham atmanam upasate. Not only Indra got the knowledge, even devas pursue the same atmavidya. Here, upasate should mean janati. And they also get all these benefits. Sarvecha lokaha aptaha. They attain all lokas. They attain all the kamas. Sarvecha kamaha. Attaining means what again? It is not that all these lokas and kamas come one after the other to them. Since they know that I am the Jagat Adhishtanam Brahma, all the lokas and all kamas, they belong to me. Not that they will get those one after the other in sequence or in any way. Not only devas get all these, also manushyas. Sa sarvagascha lokan apnoti, sarvagascha kaman, yaha tam atmanam anuvidya vijanati. Yaha means yaha manushyaha api. That is even manushyas, even among the humans, whoever gets this knowledge, anuvidya vijanati, they pursue and know, they will get the same benefit. And who gives this promise? Iti prajapatihi uvacha, prajapatihi uvacha. Prajapati gives this benefit to all human beings. And it is repeated twice to indicate the conclusion of Prajapati Indra Samvadaha. And with this, the 12th, second topic of the 8th chapter is over. What was the first topic, if you remember? Dahara Upasana was the first topic from section 1 to section 6. And from section 7 to the 12th section, we have Atmavidya. So, Daharopasana is Saguna Brahma Vishaya, whereas Brahma Vidya or Atmavidya is Nirguna Brahma Vishaya. So, hereafter comes the Upasamhara, that is the conclusion of this Upanishad and also this 8th chapter, section 13.
Shamachabalam prapadye, shabalachamam prapadye, ashvayivaro mani, viduya papam, chandrayivarahur mukhat, pramuchya dhutva shariram, akritam krithatma, brahmalokam, abhisambhavamiti.
Only one mantra in this section. So the following two mantras, this 13th section and the 14th, are in the form of a japa and dhyana. So this mantra for japa and the next mantra in the next section is going to be for dhyana, upasana. These two are part of dahara upasana. Before concluding the teaching, the teacher comes back to dahara upasana again and introduces a japa and dhyana as part of dahara upasana. And what is the meaning of the japa here? The essence is, let me attain Brahmaloka and then Kramamukti, not to return back. A prayer for Kramamukti is the topic here. And here the Upasaka says that there are two Brahmalokas as it were. One is the original Brahmaloka, which is Bahyam, which is outside, and that is attained after death. So Bahya Brahmalokaha Maranantaram Praptavyaha. And the other one is Hardha Brahmalokaha, Daharakasha Brahmalokaha. So Brahmaloka within us. So one is like Veshti and the other one can be thought about as Samashti. And here the Upasaka says, from that Brahmaloka, that is from the external Brahmaloka, Bahya Brahmaloka, I have come to this Brahmaloka by taking Janma. So because of the Shariram, now I am able to enjoy only this Hardha Brahmaloka. How? By Dahara Upasana. And what do I actually want? After Maranam, I should break this limitation. Caused by what? Caused by the Shariram. And I should enjoy the original Brahmaloka, which is the real one. And the original Brahmaloka is called Shabalam, Bahya Brahmaloka, the seventh heaven. And the Hardha Brahmaloka is called Shyama in this shloka. So here the Upasaka says, from the other Brahmaloka, I have come to this Brahmaloka, and my aim is what? From this Brahmaloka, I should again go back to the original Brahmaloka. That is, from Lord, I have come down to this world. From this world, I should again go back to the Lord. It's just reverse. For example, like the reverse. River water comes from where? From the ocean. And again wants to merge back into the ocean. And that is what is said here. Shyamat chabalam prapadye, shabalat shyamam prapadye. Actually, prapadye should be run as prapannaha. That means, shabalat shyamam. From the bahyam, from the external Brahmaloka, I have come to the antaram. And now, what do I want to do? From this antaram, I should go back to Bahyam again, the external, original Brahmaloka, I want to go back. That is from Mahakasha, I have come to Ghatakasha now. From the Mahakasha, the Mahakasha, I have come to the pot space, Ghatakasha. And now, by breaking the Ghata, by breaking the pot, again I want to merge back into the Mahakasha. And how can I do that? Only by removing all the impurities. And the removal of impurities is given through some examples here in this shloka. And one example is the horse removing the dust from its body by shaking its body. In fact, almost all the animals have the ability to shake the body, and as even it shakes the body, all the dirt particles, they go away. Not only that, it is believed not only the shaking removes the dust, it removes the tiredness of the animal also. Shramam api nivartate. Similarly, what the upasaka should do? He should shake off the dirt, all the dirt. And not only the dirt, but also the shramam by going through the samsara. Going through the samsara gives enormous difficulties, lot of shramam. Suffering from childhood until now, tired of all the things. We should say, enough is enough at some point in time. Shake off all the shrama and become fresh again to go to Brahmaloka. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Ashvaivam Romani Viduya Papam. Ashvaha Romani Ivam Papam Viduya. As the heart removes all the dirt particles of its hair and all that, all the papam should be thrown off. Similarly, a second example is given, like the moon swallowed by or eclipsed by the planet Rahu. And during that time of eclipse, the original shine, the beauty and the glory of the moon is not visible. But when Rahu leaves the moon gets back its original glory. Similarly, my glory is not completely visible because of the sharira sambandha, association with the body. And now, just as the moon gets freed from Rahu, I should be free from the sharira akya Rahu. Leaving the Rahu like the shariram, I should merge into Hiranyagarbha Brahma. So, Rahur mukhat pramuchyam. Dutva shariram. Dutva means kicking aside the body. Kritatma, totally filled. Kritakrityaha. So Brahmalokam abhisambhavami. May I attain Brahmalokam, which is akritam, which is nityam. It is almost the prayer at the end of Isavasi Upanishad. Long ago we did Isavasi Upanishad. Agnenaya supata raye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidvan. So this is similar to the mantra Hiranmayena Patrena, that mantra also we have seen. But remember, this is not the prayer of a jnani. He does not want to remove the shariram. Why? Jnani knows the shariram is mithya. Whether it is there or not, it does not matter to the jnani. Therefore, this is not jnani's prayer. It is for the upasaka. Shariram has to be removed because in his vision, shariram is real. Therefore, sharira sambandha also is real for him. Therefore, he has to wait to drop the body. Jnani does not bother about dropping the body or having the body. For him, body is like a shadow. For him, it is the same whether it is there or not. The body is there or not doesn't mean anything to him. Therefore, we should remember that this is the prayer of Upasaka for what? For Krama Mukti. And this Abhisambhavami, may I attain Brahmaloka, that word is repeated twice again to indicate the conclusion of the 13th section. Only one mantra in this section, and the last three sections, they all have got only one mantra each. Now let us go to section 14. Akasho vai nama nama rupayo nirvahita tegadantara tad brahmam tadamrdagumsa atmam prajapatehe sabham veshma prapadye yashoham bhavami ब्राह्मणानां यशः राज्ञां यशः विशां यशः अहम् अनुप्रापत्सि सहाहं यशसां यशः श्वेतमदत्खम् अदत्कगुं श्वेतं लिन्दुमाभिकां लिन्दुमाभिमाभिकां पेक्यूलियर् मन्त्रास् द प्रीवियस् मन्त्रा वास् जप फार् दहर उपासक अण्ड् दिस् मन्त्रा ईस् ध्यान उपासना फार् दि दहर उपासक So, Jnani's topic is over now. Dahara Upasaka still hangs around because he has to go to Krama Mukti. So, what is the Dhyanam here? Dhyanam is obviously Ishvara Dhyanam. And Ishvara means Maya Sahitam Brahma, Brahma Dhyanam. So, Sagunam Brahma. And Ishvara in what form? Asti Jagat Adhishtanam or Sarva Antaryami. Actually, that may be better that you say. Sarva Antaryami, Sarva Antaryami. So here, Ishvara is known by the name Akashaha. Very careful. Because all these things have to be carefully noted. Because Akashaha is not space here. Akashaha here means actually Ishvara. Akashaha is Avyakrita Akashaha. Ishvara Tirtha. And this Ishvara alone is Nama Rupa Yoho Nirvahita. The supporter of all the Nama Rupas. The content of all the Nama Rupas. Actually, Shankaracharya says, the creator of all the Nama Rupas also. So, Nirvahita Vyakarta. And therefore, Te Idantara Tad Brahma. Therefore, all the Nama Rupas are based on whom? That content is Brahman alone. And here the word Brahma, Brahma refers to the Maya Sahitam Brahma and not Shuddham Brahma. Because what is this section? This section is Upasana section. So we are not talking about Nirguna Brahman here. So this Brahman alone, Tad Amridagum Sa Atma. This Ishvara is the Atma, the content of all the Jivas. As Lord Krishna said in the Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. And when Ishvara is behind every individual, what name he gets? We should be again clear. Prajnaha. So, Ishvaraha evam prajna rupenam sarveshu shareeshu vartate. And by this upasana, what do I want to attain? Prajapatehe shabham veshmam prapadye. Shabham veshma prapadye. Let me attain Hiranyagarbha loka through this upasana. Shabham veshmam. Shabham means, actually, shabham veshma means palace. The palace. Prajapati is palace. Hiranyagarbha is palace. Let me enter the palace of Hiranyagarbha. That means what? Hiranyagarbha loka, Brahma loka. I want to attain. Not only that, just as Ishvara is the content or the Atma of all the people, let me also become the Atma of all. So, Yashoham Bhavami. Here, Yashaha, again we should be careful. Yashaha is not fame. Yashaha here means Atma. So, let me become the Atma of all. Again, all means what? Who are all these people? Brahmananam yashaha, kshatriyanam yashaha, vaishyanam yashaha. There also Chandogya does not say shudranam yashaha. Why not openly say shudranam yashaha also? Pashu, pakshi, mrigadinam yashaha. But this is Chandogya, this is tale, it says like that. So let me become the atma of all of them. In fact, sahaham yashasam yashaha. In Yashasam Yashaha, we have to carefully note, the first Yashaha, Yashasam Yashaha, the first Yashaha refers to all the Indriyas, Karananam Atma. And the second Yashaha, Karana, Indriyas means Karana. And the second Yashaha refers to Atma. So, let me become the Atma of all the Karanams. And my aim is what? Once I get merged into Ishvara, through Krama Mukti of course, thereafter, I won't have Punarjanma. That is my aim. Sheta Madatkam Adatkagum Shetam Lindu Mabigam. Very, very complicated, very peculiar usage. Let me not have Punarjanma. That is the essence. But the Upanishad puts it in a very peculiar way, using very peculiar words. The literal meaning of these three words, Adatkam, Shetam, Lindu. These three words means Shtri Yonihi, the womb of a woman. That means, Mabigam, let me not enter the womb of a woman again. That means what? Let me not have Punarjanma. and Lindu Mabika. It is repeated to indicate the conclusion of the 14th section. Now comes the last and the concluding section, section 15. Let us read.
Tathaitat Brahma Prajapataya Uvacha Prajapatir Manave Manu Prajabhyaha Acharya Kulat Vedamadhitya Yatavidhanam Guroho Karmadisheshena Abhisamavritya Kutumbe Suchau Deshe Swadhyayamadhiyanaha Dharmikan Vidatatam Atmani Sarvendriyani Sampratishtabhya Ahigum San Ayyum San Sarvabhutani Anyatrati Tebhyaha Sakhalvevam Vartayan Yavadayusham Brahmalokam Abhisampadyate Nachapunara Vartate Nachapunara Vartate.
So in this concluding section and the concluding mantra, actually in the first portion we get the Guru Parampara, the first portion of this mantra, we get the Guru Parampara to indicate that this wisdom is traditional, comes through the Guru Parampara. This wisdom means what? Which wisdom? There are two wisdoms we talked about here in this chapter, Dahara Upasana and Atmavidya. Both of them have been coming down traditionally. Originating from whom? The Lord Himself. Brahma Prajapataya Uvacha. So the first Guru is Brahma. And as we have in Mundaka Upanishad, Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhabhuva. Brahma Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha taught to Prajapati, and Shankaracharya he comments upon it as Kashyapa Prajapati. With Prajapati, Kashyapa Prajapati. So Hiranyagarbha taught to Kashyapa Prajapati. And what did Kashyapa do? Manave. Manave means Vivaswan Manave Praha. We have to remember all that. So Manave means to Manu. And Manu whom? Prajabhyaha. Manu taught to all the Prajas, all the Manushyas. And therefore it is a valid wisdom. It is time-tested wisdom. It has come from the Adi Guru through all the other Gurus to finally Manushyas also now. So Manushyam Utpreksha Nirmitam Na Bhavati. Utpreksha means speculation. It is not a human imagination or anything, but it is a divine dispensation starting from Adi Guru Narayana himself. Okay. And with that, this topic is over. So there should be a full stop actually after Manuhu Prajabhyaha. The topic ended, it should have concluded. And in the rest of the mantra, a beautiful road map for human life, how to lead a meaningful life is given here. How to live. It's a very beautiful life program. How to start and how to end. How to start the life, how to end the life. Acharya Kulat Vedam Adhitya. First go to Gurukulam and do Veda Adhyayanam. Study the scriptures. That is the first and foremost job of a human being. In the first leg of life. How? Yatha vidhanam vidivat properly. And how that also has to be done? Guroho karma adiseshena. After doing service to the teacher, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Then in the leftover time, after doing seva to the teacher, in the leftover time only, do veda dhyanam. Vedo nityam adiyatam taduditam karma swanushtiyatam. Guru Sushrusha is mukhyam here. At least it is as important as the Veda Adhyayanam itself. And afterwards, Abhi Samavritya. Don't be there itself permanently. Leave the Gurukulam. Abhi Samavritya, Samavartanam. The conclusion of studies. Actually, in the way our samskaras are laid, it is very interesting. Garbhadhanam, first, the conception. Then, Appumsavanam, Simantonayanam. And then Jadakarmam, the child is born, then Namakaranam, and then Annaprasanam, Shaulam, and then Upanayana. The Upanayana Samskara comes as the 8th Samskara since birth. And now after Upanayanam, the child goes to the Gurukula and starts to learn all the Vedas. So there is Chatvari Veda Vrathani. So there are 4 Vrathas for each one to start the learning of each of the Vedas. And at the conclusion of the Vedas also, there is another vratha done. And then there is this important section called Samavartanam. That means the conclusion of the studies. And this person of the conclusion of the studies, he takes a particular snanam. It's a symbolic snanam is done. And then he is called a snatha. He gets a title snatha. Then a snatha, he is now eligible for getting married to start grahastha ashrama. That is why after doing samavartanam only, this person becomes eligible to become a grahastha. So then here it is kutumbe. So after samavartanam, so abhi samavritya, that samavartanam is done, conclusion of studies is done, then kutumbe, he has to start grahastha ashrame, enter grahastha ashrama. Then should one leave the adhyayanam at that time after getting into grahastha ashrama? No. Shuchau deshe swadhyayam adhiyanaha. Maintaining the scriptural knowledge by staying in the grahastha ashrama. Don't complain, I don't have time and all that. A person has to keep on studying swadhyayam. By daily parayanam has to be done. This is called swadhyaya, which indicates all the nitya naimittika karmas also have to be done. Sandhyavandanadi karmas all have to be done. Upasanas, everything. Referred to actually in the Sikshavalli portion, this is all spelled very clearly. Ritancha swadhyaya pravachanecham, satyancha swadhyaya pravachanecham, tapascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, dhamascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, shamascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, agnayascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, agnihotrancha swadhyaya pravachanecham, adityascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, manushancha swadhyaya pravachanecham, prajacha swadhyaya pravachanecham, prajanascha swadhyaya pravachanecham, prajatischa swadhyaya pravachanecham. And what is common in all of them? Swadhyaya pravachanecham. Veda adhyayanam, swadhyayam, scriptural parayanam, and doing the nitya naimittika karmas. Do all of them very well. And that also how to do them? Dharmikan vidadatat. Dharmikan putran. That's what Acharya interprets, Sankaracharya. Dharmikan putran vidadatam. Bring up dharmika putras, children who are noble, righteous, who have values. That means what? By bringing up good children. If the person is a sannyasi, he is not a grahastha ashram. If he is a sannyasi, what to do then? Dharmikan sishyan va vidadate. Our scriptures are very, very beautiful actually. Putran va sishyan va. Either you give rise to good children or enable good sishyas. Bring up good sishyas. Atmani sarvendriyani sampratishthapya. At the same time, make sure that Shama, Dama, Uparama, all those things, they are all followed. Don't get into just any indulgence and all that. Grahastha Ashrama does not mean Kama Bhogaha. Grahastha Ashrama is meant for tapas also. Therefore, avoiding excesses. Atmani, here means Hridaye. Atmani is Hridaye. So, Hridaye, Sarvendriyani, Sampratishthabhya. Restraining the sense organs and Ahigumsan Sarvabhutani. Ahigumsan means Ahimsam Anuvartayan. Follow Ahimsa, which is the most important value. Ahimsa is not only physical hurting. Actually, Himsa means also even verbal hurting, even emotional hurting, by mind hurting. All those hurtings a person should follow Ahimsa. But total Ahimsa, we have to be practical also. Total Ahimsa is not possible. Why? Because for eating, vegetables have to be cut. We cut trees, we do all that things for eating, for food. Therefore, what to do? Anyatra tirthebhyah. Upanishad tells all this. Anyatra tirthebhyah. Except in allowed cases, in other cases, do not do himsa. Follow ahimsa completely in all other places, except those are allowed by the shastras. For example, to eat, to engage in dharmic warfare, in all those things, some himsa may be there. But that is okay. Here, tirtham means shastra vihita sthanam. That is called tirtham. Where shastra allows, himsa is not considered a papam in those places. For example, eating food and all that things. And how long this should be followed? Sakalu evam vartayan yavat ayusham. As long as one lives until death, whether one is in grahasthashrama or sannyasashrama, doesn't matter. One has to follow that thing yavat ayusham. As long as one lives, one has to follow this. Then what happens? Brahmalokam abhisampadyate. One will attain Brahmaloka if one is not a jnani. That is, he will attain Kramamukti. He will go to Brahmaloka first. So all these things we know already, you know, from the through the Sushumna Nadi, all that thing. He goes to Brahmaloka and then he gets jnanam and then he gets mukti. That is called Kramamukti. If one is a jnani, then what happens to him? He gets Jivan Mukti while living itself. And also Videha Mukti after Marana. Videha Mukti indicates he is not going to be born again. Another body he won't take. That is not said here. It is if one is not a jnani, then he goes through this Krama Mukti. One will attain Brahma Loka through Shukla Gati and Nacha Punaravartate. Nacha Punaravartate. He attains Krama Mukti. He does not come back. Punarjanma na vidyate. That's what it means. And it is repeated twice to indicate the conclusion of this mantra and also conclusion of this section, section 15, conclusion of this Adhyaya, chapter 8, and conclusion of Chandogya Upanishad. So now, just to give a gist of this section, this last chapter. Sections 1 to 6 of this chapter talked about Dahara Upasana, which is Saguna Upasana. Be careful, it is Saguna Upasana. And section 7 to 12 talked about Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya, which is Nirguna Jnana. And section 13 to 15, it is the concluding section, Upasamharaha, with a japa and a dhyana and a program for life, like a manual, a scheme for life. That values and all that thing was also talked about, touched about. With this, this section also is over. And the Upanishad also is over. So before we conclude, we will chant the Dhyana Shloka, the first mantra, and the Shanti Pata, and conclude. Omitye dadaksharam udgitam upasita omitihi udgayati tasya upavyakhyanam. This is the first shloka, if you remember. Then the Shanti Mantra. Apyayantumamangani Vag pranas chakshu shrotram atobalam indriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahmopanishadam maham brahmanirakuryam mama brahmanirakarot anirakaranam astu anirakaranam me astu tadatmani nirate ya upanishatsu dharmaha te mayi santu om shanti shanti shantihi. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So before we conclude, I want to offer my Sashtanga Namaskarams at the lotus feet of my Guru Jagat Guru Sri Bharati Tirtha Mahaswami and Sri Vidushekara Bharati Mahaswami, and also to Swami Paramarthananda, whose lectures I have very heavily drawn upon in structuring these webinars. Actually, whenever I go to Chennai, I try to meet him and also take the blessings from him and brief him about whatever activities we are going through here. Now, what we plan to do next, that is another big topic, because among the 10 major Upanishads, we have only Brihadaranya Upanishad left so far for the discussion. Brihadaranya Upanishad being a very large Upanishad, it is going to take a lot of time to complete. And I originally planned to discuss Brahma Sutras after Brihadaranya Upanishad. On second thought, now that we have completed 9 major Upanishads, including Chandogya, we may try to do Brahma Sutras and Brihadaranya Upanishad in parallel on 2 different days. I don't know, I will announce which days we want to do that. In the meantime, during the course of my darshan with Mahasannidhanam Sri Sri Bharati Tirtha Mahaswaminaha, he blessed me with the advice to discuss another text of Adi Shankara known as Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha. It's also a large text with several slokas, 1000 slokas about that. And at least some slokas we can take and try to understand. It is also another like a Prakrana Granthas. It also talks about Sadhana Chatushti Sampatti and all that. So we might perhaps do that also, because Swamiji has asked me to do that. I will try to do that Grantha also before we start other topics, either in parallel or in sequence, depending on how the time is there. So with this again, we are now concluding another major Upanishad called Chandogya Upanishad with Divine Grace. I hope I try to be as much clear as possible based on my own understanding of this subject. It is a tough subject, as you all know. After learning Nayan Upanishads now, we should be reasonably comfortable with the approach of the Upanishads. They are all are common in several respects. So when we go to Brahma Sutras, it will make the understanding a little easier, because many of the 10 Upanishads for which Acharya wrote commentary, the Brahma Sutras, they also draw upon these Upanishads when they were all built up by Vedavyasa. So when we learn them, it may be a little easier for us to approach. Hopefully, that is the belief. So again, I offer my Sashtanga Namaskarams at the lotus feet of my Gurus, and also for all of you for patiently listening through this entire thing. This is the 40th lecture with which we are concluding the Chandogya Upanishad. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavavisishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.